The Guardian.
He was an Ethiopian national, but a British resident, and he decided in 2001 to go to Afghanistan, he says, to have a new life and this, that and the other. And he was picked up and then detained in Pakistan first. He was detained in Pakistan, and there he was interrogated by the Pakistanis, by the Americans, and by MI5 officers. He then was secretly sent by the United States to Morocco, where he said he was tortured brutally. He was then secretly sent from Morocco to Afghanistan and then on to Guantanamo Bay about 4 years ago. And the case, one of the big questions is how much MI5 colluded or knew about his interrogation, the conditions of his interrogation, whether he was tortured or not and detained incommunicado, because the evidence is that they knew something rather more than they have so far admitted.
What did the High Court rule that the British Security Services did in this case?
The High Court says, and after all they're independent, two senior judges say that the British Security Service, MI5 officers, did know about the conditions in which Binyam Mohammed was kept, partly because they were questioning him. Anyway, incommunicado, without access to lawyers. They knew, were closely involved in that. Now, they don't say that MI5 knew that it was unlawful, but they say those conditions were unlawful. Even under Pakistani law, they're unlawful. So the judgment says that the judges say that MI5 cooperated with the United States in questioning and providing the United States with questions to continue interrogating Binyam Mohammed when he was being held in unlawful conditions. And they, in a kind of stinging passages, really, they say that one of the MI5 officers actually said to Binyam Mohammed, look, cooperate with the United States and then we may help you a bit. And then they said, the judges, that MI5 was not just a sort of mere sort of bystander in all this. They were actually an active part of the interrogation with the US of Binyam Mohammed, who was kept in unlawful conditions, which is quite strong and indeed embarrassing evidence of MI5, who've said to The Guardian actually quite recently too, when we carried cases about allegations of or collusion of torture in Pakistan in particular, and they said we don't deal with torture as a matter of principle, full stop. But of course there are cases, and this was a case, okay, some years ago, but nevertheless an important case, which I think people have been trying to cover up. And it took the defence lawyers, quite feisty defence lawyers of Binyam Mohammed, to take the matter to the High Court, which comes out with this really quite sort of in some ways devastating ruling, which points the finger at MI5, as well as the British government for not providing enough information to Binyam Mohammed's defence lawyers to argue his case in the military commission, which is coming up in Guantanamo Bay.
But MI5 argues that it isn't obliged to release all that information or divulge all that information.
Well, the evidence about MI5 was in evidence during quite a long hearing the other day. But the actual case is against the foreign secretary, because it's the foreign secretary who holds the information, if you like, because a lot of the information came from the United States, and some of the information which the Foreign Office holds, it has given to the United States. Now, the British government said, we want to help Binyam Mohammed and bring him back to Britain as quickly as possible, where we can have a fair trial or no trial at all. And they criticise the military commissions as being an unfair system, really, the ones that the Americans are proposing, which are starting up now in Guantanamo Bay. But then the Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, or the lawyers in his name, say that we cannot give information to Binyam Mohammed's defence lawyers, which we've got from the United States, you know, even though it shows that Binyam Mohammed was tortured, because that will threaten our future intelligence relationship with the United States, which is so important. They say the US gave that information to us in secret, and therefore we can't divulge it to anybody. Now, the information that they have on their own, through MI5, the British have on their own, they say, well, we may give a bit of that, but on the other hand, we can't give too much of that because it involves national security and so on and so forth. That argument is going to happen next week, so the story is not over in the British courts.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.